Once upon a time, in a young country still finding its edges, there lived a man whose name became a story all by itself. People called him Johnny Appleseed. But before he was a legend, he was simply a man named John Chapman, born in Massachusetts in 1774, the year before the long war for the country's freedom began. When John grew up, he did a curious and gentle thing. He turned his face toward the west and started to walk. Not in a hurry, never in a hurry. He walked into the wild frontier country, Pennsylvania, then Ohio, then Indiana, where there were more trees than people, and more quiet than anything else. And as he walked, he planted apple trees. Here is how he did it. At the cider mills, where apples were pressed for juice, the leftover pulp was thrown away, and it smelled sweet and a little sour all at once on the cool morning air. Inside that pulp were seeds, hundreds and hundreds of little apple seeds, free for anyone who wanted them. Johnny wanted them. He gathered them up and carried them in soft leather bags slung over his shoulder. Then, along the rivers and the streams, in good rich soil, he would stop and plant. He cleared a little patch. He pushed the seeds gently into the ground. He built a small fence of branches around them so the deer would not nibble the tender shoots. And he tended those young trees with the patience of a man who had nowhere he needed to be by sundown. When the little nursery was growing well, Johnny would shoulder his bags and walk on. Always on. Years would pass, and then, one day, a settler family would come rolling west in a wagon, tired and hopeful, looking for a place to call home. And there, already waiting for them, they would find apple trees. Real trees, with real apples, food, and shade, and the sweet promise that this wild place could become a home after all. The families did not always know who had planted them, but someone had. Someone had walked ahead years before and thought of them. Now, you would know Johnny if you saw him, because he looked like no one else. The old stories say he wore a coffee sack for a shirt, with holes cut for his arms, and a tin cooking pot on his head for a hat. And that same pot was his kitchen. He would lift it off his head and cook his cornmeal mush right in it over a little fire. He walked barefoot, even when frost lay white and crisp on the ground. He owned almost nothing, and he wanted almost nothing, and he slept out under the wide and starry sky or in the warm corner of a friendly cabin. But here is the thing most worth remembering about Johnny Appleseed. He was gentle. Gentle all the way through. He would not willingly hurt any living creature. The stories tell us that one night he saw insects flying into his campfire and being hurt by the flames. So he quietly put his own fire out and sat in the dark and let the cold come rather than let them be harmed. They say he once found a worn-out old horse left behind to die, and he nursed that horse slowly back to health. And if anyone arrived at a fire, cold and shivering, Johnny would give up his own warm place without a second thought. The wild animals seemed to know all this. They were not afraid of him, and the children, oh, the children loved him. When Johnny came walking up to a cabin, they would run to meet him. He brought news from faraway places. He told stories in his slow, calm, unhurried way. The kind of voice that made you feel there was time enough for everything. And into each child's open hands he would press a few apple seeds. Plant them, he would say softly. Tend them, and some day they will feed you back. Along with the apple seeds, he carried a few worn books he loved, and would leave them behind for families to read. In those days, the frontier could be a hard place. The settlers were moving onto land where native peoples had lived and hunted for many generations, and that pushing in caused real anger and real fighting. But Johnny Appleseed walked safely and kindly among everyone. He came as a friend, never as a fighter, and the native peoples knew him and let him pass in peace. He carried messages between far apart cabins. He was welcome at every door. For some 50 years, Johnny walked. 50 years of seeds and saplings and small fenced nurseries along the streams. And then, in 1845, an old man now, near Fort Wayne in Indiana, John Chapman's long walking came gently to an end. But the trees did not end. All across thousands of miles, the apple trees he had planted stood tall now, their branches heavy and bright with fruit. And the families who picked those apples, sweet and crisp and grown from a stranger's kindness, remembered the gentle man who had come before them, walking, always walking, planting a softer world one seed at a time. So if you ever bite into an apple, and it is cold and sweet and good, you might think of him. Good night.